Hey there, welcome to Veterans Talk. I'm your host, Priscilla Jones. Now, have you heard about the trending news for an ideal changes to the Department of Veterans Affairs in regards to your benefits? Okay, you probably haven't, so here's the scoop. Today's topic is less than honorable changes, nothing. Presently, when discharged from service, there are four distinct types of discharges. They are 1, honorable, 2, general, 3, medical, and 4, dishonorable. Each one has a secret code that only VA knows that informs them how your benefits are allowed. Now here's a sidebar. Some has limitations, some has full access, etc. The popular one is honorable. The least desirable is dishonorable. Now I'm not going to get into each of their values or what it means. Hey, you know what? That sounds like a great segment for another time. But I want to focus my attention to an article I was reading from my news source, Google News. The topic section, it was United States Department of Veterans Affairs. It was from one of the reporters from CNN who had an interview with the Democratic presidential candidate, Senator Kamala Harris of California. I think she's from California. Anyway, the title of the article's heading was read, Harris releases plans to give VA benefits to less than honorable discharges, ... Okay, followed by other related issues to reversing decisions made towards transgender veterans. My viewpoint is solely on the Senator Harris's VA benefits proposed idea to the less than honorable discharge veterans. You know, since I strongly believe that in receiving your benefits and how, if this idea comes to fruition, will in fact affect all under the umbrella of veterans. Okay. No matter what their gender affiliation. That's why I was trying to lose my train of thought there for a second. Yeah. So, yeah, at the end of the day, it's how the VA will credit your military service and your benefit structure for your life. So, in brief, I don't agree with her idyllic plan for the sole purpose that it is not determined to be an all-out eligibility factor regarding to your discharge papers. In other words, her contrast for helping veterans with obtaining eligible benefits and linking it to predetermined medical factors such as traumatic brain injury, that's the TBI, or post-traumatic stress disorder, that's the PTSD, before leaving service doesn't truly apply when it concern the veterans who hasn't been quote unquote service connected for these diagnoses in the first place. Now, if she had any inclinations of the VA claims process, then maybe the latter might be a consideration in her plan, but it has still no basis in changing the veteran status on their discharge papers whatsoever. And why limit this inclusive thinking healthcare assimilation plan of Senator Harris to just TBI and PTSD? I'm sure a lot of veterans dealing with cardiovascular or musculoskeletal diseases or any other symptoms and prognosis that they receive from the doctors should also be thought of as part of her plan. While her intent may be sincere, I guess, my main issue of point are 1, there is no status change for the veteran at all. Whatever you get when you are discharged will remain unchanged. 2, it's very misleading to veterans that enticing certain veterans into thinking and believing their treatment status will include a nurse service connection related percentage from the VA claims process when the veteran hasn't begun nor end the claims process. For Senator Harris's proposed idealistic plan, her plan is unduly and very wildly too vague. And to understand a governmental entity that is VA, I firmly believe another veteran would afford us with a modified plan to rewrite this horrible idea into something more palatable from a veteran perspective. To her credit, she has legal and investigative background, but it still doesn't validate the reason or examples in her article why only certain veterans with criminal behavioral tendencies are the only veterans to her plan. It's crazy. Absolutely, fanatically crazy. What if there are veterans who aren't filled with maleficent ideals and still need the help? those vets will be lost and eventually rejected from her plan if this was official. And there is the demise of this project, in my regard and in my opinion. So I encourage veterans and their families to take a grander look at Senator Harris's makeshift plan and decide for yourself if this is something that you'd agree or disagree with. For me, it's evident I oppose it. Send your comments. I'd like to hear what you're thinking. Send me an email, a voicemail through Anchor. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer it. Until next time, Veterans Talk is out. Goodbye. This is Priscilla Jones.